From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Democratic presidential candidates courted their party's liberal base this week in what has become a required stop on the campaign trail. They appeared at the annual Take Back America conference, where thousands of liberal activists gathered in Washington. NPR's Mara Liasson was there, and she has our report.
The Take Back America conference is where Senator Hillary Clinton was booed last year when she tried to justify her vote in favor of the war. Since then, Clinton has moved to the left on Iraq, voting to cut off funding and pushing legislation to remove congressional authorization. And this year, she got a warmer welcome.
The American military has done its job. Look at what they accomplished. They got rid of Saddam Hussein. They gave the Iraqis a chance for free and fair elections. It is the Iraqi government which has failed to make the tough decisions that are important for their own people.
What you're hearing in the background are cheers from the hundreds of supporters the Clinton campaign brought to the event, mixed with boos as a group of war protesters stood up with signs. Clinton responded as if she had fully expected this kind of reaction.
You know, I love coming here every year.
One of the people booing was Jody Evans, the co-founder of Code Pink, the women's agitprop group that's been showing up wherever Clinton goes.
What started the largest boo, which wasn't just us, but everyone in the audience, was when she said the Iraq government isn't doing what they should be doing. We have invaded a country, innocent people, and she's blaming the victim? That's not okay with us.
But even Evans admits that Code Pink has changed its protest tactics as Clinton has changed her position.
She's changed her vote, which is a good start for her. You know, we can't be disrupting her anymore, like, at all her events.
Senator Clinton's shift on the war has helped neutralize a lot of the animosity from the anti-war base of her party. Linda Seidel, a college professor from Kirksville, Missouri, says she's decided to vote for Clinton.
I've been watching the debates, and she's just on top of things. I admit that I was dismayed when she voted to give President Bush the power to go to war. I would not have done that. On the other hand, I believe her when she says she'll get us out of it.
But John Edwards doesn't believe Hillary Clinton. He continued his attacks on both Clinton and Barack Obama, calling on Democrats to be bolder and more aggressive.
For me, it's very simple, and this is it. No more vacillating, no more triangulating, no more broken promises, no more we'll get around to it next time, no more tomorrow.
Senator Obama continued his implicit criticism of Clinton and Edwards when he reminded the crowd that in 2002, when they were voting for the war, he was speaking out against it.
So many of us knew back then, even when it wasn't popular to say so, we knew back then this war was a mistake. We knew back then that it was dangerous diversion from the struggle against terrorists who attacked us on September 11th. We knew back then that we could find ourselves...
Obama's speech got the most intense emotional reaction from the crowd. There were whoops and hollers and standing ovations throughout. Marco Celia, an activist from New York City, calls himself an Obama fan, but he's still waiting for something more.
I like how he wants to inspire and lead with hope, but I need some more concrete plans as far as being president, what he would do. And the question is he ready or is he not?
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who trails Clinton, Obama, and Edwards in poll numbers and fundraising, found a way to distinguish himself from the others.
There is a fundamental difference in this campaign, and that's how many troops each of us would leave behind. Other than the customary Marine contingent at the embassy, I would leave zero troops behind. Not a single one.
Richardson pointed out that Obama would leave non-combat troops in Iraq, and Clinton has said she expects troops to be there at the end of her second term. The distinction Richardson drew won him the support of Ellen Shelton, a member of the National Organization for Women from Richmond, Virginia.
His policy on the war is much better than hers. He wants to get everybody out, and he's very clear about it.
With all the Democrats agreed on withdrawing troops from Iraq, the war itself is becoming less of a dividing line for the party. Instead, the debate is turning to exactly what kind of pullout, how fast, how many troops would be left, and what role they would play. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.